Hey everybody, welcome to Module 6, Video 2. We're going to do an Oracle card demonstration with WOTO, and we're going to answer a question on behalf of everybody. And the question we're asking is this: how do we use the Oracle as a means of finding out what a unique, inspired, and authentic life means to us individually? So although I'm doing the card reading for the group, really WOTO is telling everybody, all of us, how we go about finding this for ourselves. So I pre-selected the cards. The first card was the Thinker. And what this indicates is that we already are a unique self. When the Thinker card comes up, we're looking at logic, but we're also looking at self-definition, the ego self that does know who we are. We do know that we are the person with the name we have, the time of day and day we were born, how we were raised. All our memories make us us. Up to this point. So it says we have everything we need already, all the information about who we already are and who we could become. So the Thinker card is an essential card for us to consider. Well, who am I up till now and who do I want to become? So we can't skip over the who am I right now, because we have been influenced by many things, the conditions that we were raised in, the conditions of our society now, how we think, what we think about things, our beliefs, our thoughts, our feelings, all of those concepts that create an image of ourselves to ourselves, including the storylines that we actually don't want anymore. These are the key pieces about our quote-unquote uniqueness. Like if I look at my story, even the most difficult things that I went through, I wouldn't change them because they made me me. But I'm clearly aware of the structure and the old patterns that did serve me at one time that now has changed. They've all changed because I have stepped into a different version of my unique, authentic, inspired life. So now the second card is Time to Go. And so this, when we look at these two cards together, what I love about this is we want to leave behind the parts of us that we think about ourselves that don't serve us. So part of choosing this unique, authentic, inspired life is the willingness to let go of what doesn't serve us, the way we identify ourselves, the continuation of unhealthy patterns that we engage in, even if it's unconscious. We have to be really clear and aware that, hey, that's not gonna get me where I wanna go. So Time to Go is all about releasing the old self in order for us to welcome a new one. I love this last card, which is Chop Wood, because it's work. This isn't something that just magically appears for us. The work that is necessary for us is our awareness, how willing you are to, and I am, to be aware of your patterns and to also be aware of the self that you want to become and calling that into being. And that is not something that you just do once. It's a daily practice. So I always say, stay in the 24 hours, because within that 24 hours, you can accomplish anything. And even if you just chisel away at small parts of this every single day, you will see results by adopting all these new behaviors and thought processes and protocols that I'm teaching you. You are going to find that unique, inspired, authentic self that is different from your old self just by the fact that you are chopping wood and carrying water. You're doing the do things, which really means that you are doing the things you need to do on a daily basis. And they're small tasks too. They aren't big, giant, necessarily like I'm gonna, you know, have a trumpet and tell everybody how fabulous I am. It's not about that. It's about every single day noticing when you're tweaked, when you're triggered, when you've actually made a different choice and you see better results, you start to become more and more aware, but looser about yourself. You're not so tightly wound. You're wearing the world loosely around your shoulders, and you continue with your statement, well, that's interesting. That came up again. What can I do to shift that? So it becomes a much softer way to live and a much more exciting way to live too, because so much more is offered to us when we move beyond our limitations. So here's how we do this. We stay present in our day-to-day. Your unique, authentic, inspired life comes to you by being you and getting to know yourself. The first card, as I said, starts up the whole conversation is about the obvious logical next thing too. It's not just about self-definition. It's do the logical next thing that's in front of you. So this is really, you notice the whole chop wood, carry water thing. It is about doing the small thing that's in front of you. The second card was giving us information that will help us understand so we really know we're leaving behind the self, the time to go piece that doesn't work for us. And of course, the last card showed us, again, this is a chiseling, a day-to-day thing. This is a lifetime process. This isn't something you're just doing for personal mastery. It's something, if you choose to really follow this path of choosing a different life for yourself and finding a different, I think, more obviously, uniquely authentic self, then you'll do these small steps to get to the big ones. All right. I'll see you in the next video, which is all about authenticity.